How did you guys just come up with the idea, like, all right, we're going to start a national video game museum? What is that process like?
I can answer that, or Joe can answer it. That's a pretty big question. A little bit of history about ourselves. We started out as really just, you know, average collectors, but we were collecting at a time when nobody else was collecting. So we're able to build collections or archives that you couldn't possibly build in the environment today. About 25 years ago, myself and my partner Joe, who's on with us, and John Hardy, who's not on with us, we were really just pen pals in a lot of ways, communicating back and forth through mail before there was any sort of internet. And,
wow.
Just, you know, talking about the different items that we picked up and trading things and things like that. A few years after that, Joe decided that you know, there needed to be a book. There needed to be some way to determine what games are rare, what games aren't rare. And Joe wrote the first Digital Press Collectors Guide, which, you know, kind of put together a list of every game made for every system. And John and I helped with certain sections of that. And Joe, I think, how many editions of that book did you do? Six or seven?
Yeah, it was seven by the time we stopped and let the internet take over.
And Joe's guide for the longest time, Joe's was the Beckett of video game code collecting.
Wow.
This was before the proliferation of the internet, you know, when mm-hmm. people actually needed print guides to do that sort of thing. But it's not really a question of, you know, why did we start to you know, why did we decide to make a video game museum? You know, why not? You know, we had been putting this stuff together, and we had been preserving it for years on our own. And in 1999, we founded our own show called Classic Gaming Expo in Las Vegas, and we ran that show for 15 years. We were one of the very first cons, so to speak, to bring together video game collectors. And the big thing about our show was we also sought out to bring in a lot of the pioneers who created the games and the consoles back in the day, because, you know, back at that time, none of those guys were credited for it, and they were all kept kind of hidden in secret. So we kind of brought the collectors together with hundreds of those people over the course of 15 years. And 2009, we decided that, you know, our show wasn't enough anymore, and we needed to make a formal institution that people would be able to see all the types of things that were in our show over the years. And we made the Video Game History Museum 501c3 nonprofit organization with the goal of creating a museum, and here we are.
Like Sean said, we've been running that Classic Gaming Expo since 1999, but it was once a year, and sometimes even we would skip years, and that is where we started showing off our museum stuff. We actually had a whole section of that expo that was partitioned off to be the museum.
Wow.
And what kind of put the bug in our ear to settle down was we had people come in to us that we'd only see once a year or every other year and say, why don't you guys find a place where we can see this any day of the year?